And who's going to get that? Well, FC United's number 9 back does really well this time. Oh, and there's a yellow card on Lowe there. A late challenge there on Nathan Lowe. Red card. What a second. A second yellow there, that must have been. But I'm trying to think, was that Simon Heslop then? He's been sent off.
Yeah, I'm just looking, has he been booked before?
Would he? It must have been Simon Heslop then, because, yeah, Heslop with the two yellows. Oh, goodness gracious, that could change the complexity of everything. And FC have to defend. Again, it's Muggleton. This one, I'd throw this in a bit lower, with a lot more pace on it. It's adjacent with the 18-yard area.
He might throw it at goal and just hope for a flick.
That's what you should be doing, shouldn't you, with the kind of throw he's got. And that's exactly what he's done. In it goes. It's cleared by Fag Bowler on this near touchline. Should be picked up by the number 16, Connor Smith. Good defending from FC United of Manchester, but Smith concedes. Are they just going to continue to utilise this all through the game, from the halfway line?
Every throw-in now is going to be a long one by the same player, and no matter how long it takes for him to get from one side to the other.
And with
13 minutes
to go, another ball into the penalty area. Who's going to get at the end of it this time? Was a header at the back post by, again, Fag Bowler. Ball flicked back in. Has he got to be careful here? Ball comes across to three players and it's cleared this time by Wisden. But the ball now back with the home team. And shows a bit too much of the ball there. Does the left back, and FC United can come away with it. A bit of a break on. Lovely touch by
now
Greaves. Now we need Hooper to play the ball out left-hand side or right. Can he bring in Greaves? Oh, he plays a reverse ball. It's an opportunity. Now go, Christos. A great save. But Greaves has scored a goal. It was great work from FC United and Manchester's Gilchrist, who's down. Polak's injured. He got the shot away. It was a lovely ball in. And there was Worsnop. He got the save there. But there was Tom Greaves. He's just been on the pitch. And he stabs it into the back of the net. And wow. FC United find themselves a goal up here at Bootham Crescent, and there is a silence and hush around this ground, apart from FC in the far corner.
This smacks of the great train robbery. It is that obscene. It's Tom Greaves generally on the spot.
It's funny you mention it, all going quiet. Everyone seems to be staring at us now, mate.
Well, we were a bit noisy. Good strong challenge there, the fair challenge and a throw-in for FC United of Manchester.
And that's not going to go down well, is it?
Well,
I think the locals are starting to go.
There's a few of them going into the 90th minute here. It's FC still by leading by a goal to nil. It'll be interesting to see how many additional minutes the fourth official puts up. As the visitors, though, on the ball now with Irwin, flicks the ball out wide right-hand side. Held up well by Hooper. Two players around him. Does well enough to play it back to Brady. Brady plays the ball with a little bit of pace on. Has to defend it. Falls for Kay. Kay plays it inside. Now here's an opportunity. The ball could be rolled across. First time shot comes in, and a great effort and good save from FC United and Manchester's number 18 there. And, well, Steve Irwin, good effort, I've got to say, and I don't blame him for being selfish where he was, but Gilchrist was in, had an opportunity, it would have been gilt-ed for him, he would have come across, and he would have slotted it to make it two, and that would basically have been game over. We've got a corner, and the board goes up, and there's going to be, I think, 4 minutes, there is indeed, four additional minutes to go here at Bootham Crescent.
In the second half, there will be a minimum of 4 minutes additional time.
Well, I was talking to the radio team, they said they've been slugging at home to a degree. The ball into the penalty area for FC United of Manchester. It falls for Gilchrist. Gilchrist for a shot. Oh! It's a deflected goal. Gilchrist, well, he aimed it to the right-hand side. It's come off a defender's head and gone into the top left-hand corner. And FC United of Manchester, well, around us, supporters leaving in their droves. And it's 2-0 to FC United of Manchester. Well,
that really finishes the game off, game, set and match. I feel that Gilchrist deserves the goal, because if you look at it, I mean, it was his shot that led to Greaves' goal. And also, if you go back to Saturday, he was the one that was dragged back when the second red card went in, where he was denied a goal-scoring opportunity.
Good point.
Has it been a fire alarm?